Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Open your Bibles with me to the book of Matthew, please, chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22. And verses 41 and 42. I'm going to wait till you get there. You will understand something right now about the Bible and about a particular set of circumstances and words that you have never understood in your life. If you have already understood this, you are very, very rare believer. But before we get through tonight, I hope you're in a big room so you don't tear it all to pieces. Hallelujah. Yes, glory to God. Now look at this very, very carefully. Matthew 22, 41. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he?" They say unto him, "The son of David." Write that down. Underline it. Make little arrows, marks. That's one of the biggest verses in the Bible. You'll see it in just a moment. I'm talking about the word hesed. Now you'll see it with a C in front of it, hesed. But that's fine, just pronounce it hesed. H-E-S-E-D, now that's fine. What is it? The 23rd Psalm. Let me say this to you even before we turn over there. Without having covenant knowledge, and with having covenant knowledge, this is one of the most difficult words to express. I have tried again and again, and well, I got it. The Lord showed it to me and showed me how to do it. Psalm 23. You do know we're living in the 23rd Psalm. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because He is our shepherd. Psalm 23. Excuse me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That's not a campground. That's not a campground. The big word is through. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of COVID-19. Yes. Yeah, glory to God. I fear no evil. You notice it wasn't the valley of death, it's the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil, for you're with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and hesed shall follow me all the days of my life, Joy. Surely. Say, surely. See, mercy. 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 Hesed. Oh, we're just getting started. We're talking about God's, Jesus' grace and hesed. I had a man tell me one time, I'm studying this, trying to figure out what this is. He said, let me tell you. He said, it's a hard thing to tell. But he said, I've spent a lot of time in Africa. In fact, I mentioned it this morning, where the place where they cut covenant and touch fingers. Same man, British missionary. He said, when God made covenant with Abraham, God, the Almighty God, and this little man, he said, it's like a big mother elephant, and she got this little baby. Now this is me. That big mama is God, and that's me. And I got a covenant with her. hey, she done promised to take care of me. And he said, you start getting too close and her ears do like that, you better get out of there. Hesed is about to take place. She gonna stomp you. That's what our God does to our enemies. And more the more we learn about this covenant of God, you get bigger on the inside than you are on the outside. Because the giant is living right in here.
Yes, yes, he is.
The Almighty God Himself. Jesus said, I do nothing without Him. But He said, it's the Father that dwelleth within me. He does the works.
Glory.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. Oh, son, come on.
Yes.
Ah, Sergio. Yo predico en español.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yo lo creo.
Ah.
Yo lo creo.
Ah, sí.
Amen.
Glory. Second Chronicles 20. Now, we have to read this very carefully. This is such a revealing chapter. It shows an uncommon, unreasonable, can't even calculate this kind of a miracle. It really doesn't even make any sense. But it sure makes faith. Hallelujah. And we have to take this very, very carefully. It came to pass, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 1. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and with them other besides the Amorites against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. Oh, God, the terrible bunch of people. Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. That's what you do when you fear. You don't fear the disease. You seek the Lord. And proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers. Now, I want you to notice what he did. He didn't begin to go carry on about, oh, they're coming and all that. No. He went right straight to the Word. He went right straight to God. He went right to His Word. Amen. That's what you and I must do all the time. He went right straight to the Word. God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? In thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend? Capitalize the word friend. Well, those of you, just hold your, don't turn here. I'll read it to you. And you'll have to be reading the King James Bible to get it. In the book of James, oldest book in the New Testament, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Second chapter, 23rd verse. Now, this is covenant talk. But like I said, You have to study covenant. You have to learn those old covenant laws. And this book was translated far enough back that, I mean, hey, Sergio, this is back in the 1600s. They had covenant knowledge then, but it got modernized and
yes,
and it's just simply because they didn't know what they were doing.
Yes, sir.
You have heard the expression, you've heard the word, there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. That is a blood covenant friend.
Yes.
That's not, hi, that's my next door neighbor. He's my friend. No. Blood covenant. Families that go and cut the covenant together. Back there in those times. Still happens in certain places of the earth. And the first one was when God cut the covenant with Abraham.
Praise God.
But now look at it. Here it is. I mean, it's right here. It's right here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God, and the friend is capitalized, and that it should have been.
Amen.
Sergio, you remember in the covenant supper?
Yes, sir.
He said, I no longer call you servants. I call you friends.
Amen.
This was the covenant, man. It was a blood covenant. And they didn't know what he was talking about. But he did. Because his father Abraham cut the covenant with his father God.
Glory.
He's a friend of God. He and God were friends. Blood covenant friend. Here's what that means. We are covenanted together. And we have become friends.
Yes. Yes.
In blood.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Forever.
Yes, sir.
Forever. Forever.
Yes, sir.
And whatever I have and you need it, call for it. Whatever you have and I need it, I'll call for it.
Yes, sir.
And we're talking about calling to God.
Yes. Yes.
Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. You're now blood kin. You're blood. Whatever you ask the Father, my name, he'll give it you. Whatever you demand in my name, I'll do it. Now the 10th chapter of John makes sense. Hallelujah. Well, let's go back over there where we were. And where was that? 2 Chronicles. All right, here we go. Now, verse 7, are not thou our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel and gave it to the seed of Abraham, your friend forever? Oh, that just stands up and just shouts at you. They dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, pestilence, sickness, disease, famine, pestilence, plague, that's what that word means. We stand before this house. And in your presence, for your name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction. Then you will hear and help. Hey, he didn't ask him to hear and help. Why? Because he knows he's in covenant with God because Abraham is his father.
Yes, sir.
And he knows that Abraham is his friend, and he has pull with heaven. That same thing that David said. He said to Saul, this uncircumcised, he's the same as a lion and a bear. He doesn't have any covenant with God. I'll kill him. There's no question about the fact that I'll kill him. He's no different than a lion and a bear. He doesn't have any covenant, and I'll kill him. I don't care how big he is. I'll take him down. I will kill him.
Yes. Thank you.
That's what Jehoshaphat was saying. You will hear and help. Ha, don't you love it? You will hear and help. Oh, faith is talking. Faith is rising in that congregation, too. I'm telling you, thousands of them in there, and faith is coming. They say, you know what they're saying? Yeah, King. Yeah, King. Yeah. He will. He's hearing us. We got this thing. And God answered him. And now behold the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldst not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, for they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of your possession, which you gave to us to inherit. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon you. You know what to do, and we have covenant with you. Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives and children. Then upon Jahaziel, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation, and he said, "Hearken ye all Judah, you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you'll find them at the end of the brook or the valley or the river before the wilderness of Jeruel. You shall not need to fight this battle," but they had to go up. "You shall not need to fight this battle. Set yourselves and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. O Judah, Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites, the children of the Kohathites, the children of the Korahites, stood up to praise the Lord with a loud voice. Hallelujah. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper." Now, I always thought, I always thought that God told them to set those singers up there. He didn't. I always thought that. I assumed something. I was very badly mistaken. Notice this carefully. When he had consulted with God, no, when he had consulted with the people. Isn't that amazing? When he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his hesed endureth forever." And when they began to sing and praise, when they prayed what? His hesed, his covenant hesed, it endures forever. And when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushments against the enemy. That was hesed.
It made you one with Christ, gave you his name, and clothed you in his righteousness. It's your covenant with God through Jesus Christ. In the Covenant of Blood mini book by Kenneth Copeland, discover how covenant was God's perfect plan to bring humanity back into his family. Jesus already fulfilled its requirements for you, and through it, God has promised to love and care for you just like he does Jesus. This binding agreement between God and you gives you the ability to live in freedom, prosperity, and wholeness. Your covenant with God empowers you to succeed in every area of life because of the blessing. It strengthens your relationships, your health, and your finances. God never goes back on his word. Whatever his covenant says is what you can receive by faith. Get the full picture of God's love for you and begin to live your life in all the privileges and protection provided to you as a child of God.
Request your free book, Covenant of Blood, our gift to you from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go deeper with Kenneth Copeland into understanding about your covenant with God and all that belongs to you through the blood of Jesus. Go to kcm.org/victoryoffer or call 877-615-4267. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Today, my dad, Kenneth Copeland, ended his message talking about Hesed, God's mercy and loving kindness. You know, you may be saying, I want that. I want love and mercy in my life. Well, it starts with asking the author of love and mercy, Jesus, into your heart. I want you to pray with me today. You may not understand everything about it. You may be going, I don't know if I even believe this. Well, you know what? He'll take whatever ounce of hope and faith in your heart if you pray with me, and He will come in and He will show His love to you. He will show His mercy to you. So if things aren't the way you like them and you don't know Jesus yet, just pray this with me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, take my life, and do something with it. I accept You at Your word, that's where You said that You love me, where the word says that God gave You as a sacrifice for me. So come in and do something with Your love and mercy that I can't do for myself. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I prayed that a little different, and I believe that I prayed that prayer like that for somebody listening. And that's the thing that you've wondered about Jesus. You didn't know if you had to already be perfectly at a place of belief where you knew everything about it before you accept Him for it to work. Mm-mm. He's right there with you, and you just turned to Him just now, and He came in. If you prayed that prayer, you are born again, and He's going to show Himself to you. You just get ready, and we want to hear the testimony of it, because you now have a covenant with God that includes everything good. And to help you learn more so that you can firmly believe what He's done for you, we have a free salvation package that we'd like to send you. It includes a book called He Did It All for You and two brochures that'll help you start reading the Bible where you can hear His word. Faith comes when you hear His word preached, when you read His word. So to receive your free salvation package, just go to kcm.org. And it's not hard to start spending time with Jesus unless you think you're the one that has to be perfect. He's the perfect one. You just have to sit down. And I know we can do this. We can do this, right? You're going to get to know Him as you read your Bible and you are in His presence. You're going to find out that He's there for you. Let us know that you received Jesus as your Lord today and share your story. We have so many resources on kcm.org, and we want to be there for you as you walk through this new life. So join us tomorrow as Dad talks about God's mercy, calling on His mercy. I'm Kelly Copeland. And I want to remind you that Jesus is Lord.